While the polls might show Labor's in a prime position to win Saturday's election, the party insists it's not getting too cocky. Labor leader Anthony Albanese is starting the final week of the campaign in Western Australia as the coalition tries a last-minute pitch to win over voters by allowing first home buyers to use their superannuation for a deposit. Labor's calling it desperate. The deputy Labor leader is Richard Marles. Richard Marles, good morning.
Good morning, Sabra.
Is the coalition's super for housing policy something that could be very popular with voters and enough to persuade them to stick with the government this Saturday?
This is really a desperate last-minute pitch from a desperate Prime Minister. I mean, ultimately, this is a policy which has been ridiculed by a whole lot of senior Liberals over the years, from John Howard to Peter Costello to Tony Abbott, Matthias Cormann, even Peter Dutton. This has the real potential to increase house prices, to make matters worse. After 9 years, it's actually Scott Morrison's own making that we have the housing affordability crisis. He's done nothing to deal with this issue over this period of time. And over that period of time, wages have been stagnant, which is what underpins the crunch in the cost of living. And with 6 days to go, he comes up with a divisive policy, which is actually much more about picking a fight than solving a problem.
No political party is actually tackling supply in a meaningful way. Isn't that a big part of the problem here?
Well, supply is an issue, and we are. The Housing Affordability Future Fund that we put forward is about putting more units out there. Supply is an issue, and it's an important part of it. But, I mean, we've got policies which are seeking to deal with the question of housing affordability. Our fundamental position relative to the government is that we don't think people should have to choose between a decent retirement and their superannuation on the one hand and buying a house on the other. What we actually need to be doing is dealing with the question of housing affordability. And that does involve supply. The Help to Buy scheme that we've talked about will help those on middle and lower incomes. And ultimately, we've got to get wages going again.
The latest unemployment figures will be out on Thursday. The jobless rate could have a 3 in front of it. Shouldn't the government be credit for that if that's what happens?
Well, what we also need to be thinking about is that 500,000 Australians now need to work 3 jobs or more to make ends meet. Fundamentally, the standout stat in the economy over the last decade has been flatlining wages. We've had the longest period of wage stagnation since records have been kept. And that in turn is a function of the fact that productivity's been going through the floor. And that's really what underpins the cost of living crisis that Australians are experiencing now. People are finding it much harder to make ends meet, and that's because wages are simply stagnant. And that is going to persist.
It's the final week. The Prime Minister says he'll change his style and that might actually persuade some. Are the polls right, though, this time? Is victory within sight for Labor?
We're very focused on just making sure that we are putting forward the alternative to the Australian people, which I think they're desperate for. I mean, Australians, what is clear to us is Australians don't want more of the same. They want to have a government going forward which actually has a plan for a better future, and that's what Labor is busy putting out there. I think after the last election, we live in a post-poll world. We're not looking at the polls. And from the Prime Minister, I mean, this is a really, again, a desperate attempt in the face of obviously some pretty ordinary Liberal focus groups. Once you've got a leader getting into shape-shifting, you know they are in trouble. And one thing is completely certain about this election, and that is the day after it, Scott Morrison will still be Scott Morrison. There's no changing him. And it's not about changes to Scott Morrison. It's ultimately about a change from him and from this government.
Let's talk about you. The government has tried to damage you, jumping on reports in The Australian last week that you held 10 meetings with Chinese officials over 5 years and you didn't disclose all of those to the Foreign Minister's office. Is that right?
I've been very transparent about the meetings I have. I think probably as transparent as anyone's ever been. This is really all getting a bit desperate on the part of the government. And again, this is a desperate attempt to try and distract from their own failings, in dropping the ball in the Pacific with our relationships with key Pacific countries such as Solomon Islands. It's a desperate attempt to distract from the fact that they've bungled the submarine program.
To the point of that question, though, Mr. Miles, point of the question was, were all of these meetings disclosed to the government or to intelligence agencies?
I've been completely transparent. This is not a large number of meetings. There's nothing that I've hidden here. And indeed, you know, as the relationship with China has become more difficult, I've made clear to the government when meetings have happened, and on numerous occasions, there has been an encouragement to do them. But again, this is an attempt to distract. It's an attempt to distract from the government's own failings. And what would be, the government would do better to put as much energy into its relationships in the Pacific as they have into looking at my diary.
Well, you were previously a Minister for Pacific Island Affairs. If you win, is there anything Australia can do to persuade Solomon Islands to abandon this new deal with China?
Well, I think it's difficult given where things have now got to, but what can be done and what needs to be done immediately is the building of a relationship, a proper relationship between the government of the day in Australia and the government of the day in Solomon Islands. In my experience, Australia has a whole lot of advantages in terms of our relationships with the countries of the Pacific, including Solomon Islands. If we go out there and we do the work with development assistance, but with building relationships, with engagement, with making it clear to the Pacific that they are and their interests are foremost in our minds, if we do that, we are the natural partner of choice for the countries of the Pacific. And I think that can be re-established with Solomon Islands, and I think it can be ensured with the other countries of the Pacific. But it means you've got to go out there and do the work. And what's patently clear is that over the period of this government, Scott Morrison and his ministers have not done the work. And that's why we found ourselves in the position that the country's now in.
If Labor wins, you're in a position as deputy leader to ask for a portfolio. Are you happy in your current job, or do you want defence or foreign affairs?
Oh, well, I'm really happy doing what I'm doing. And I'm focused on being the shadow minister for reconstruction. We've got an election to win and there's no measuring of curtains here. My mind is not beyond the 21st of May. We've still got 5 days to go, and I think we're still in a fight, and we've got to make sure we do everything we can over that period of time to make sure we're winning the election.
Mr. Miles, thanks for joining AM.
Thanks, Sabra.